starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
This is the Young Investor for the New Investor Podcast, and it is day 113 on our journey towards financial freedom. I had a busy weekend and used every minute of these days to complete my latest side project, and I'm glad to announce that I have managed to publish my first book on Amazon. It is called Becoming an Investor, The First 100 Days, and actually I am really thrilled about that. I never thought I would become an author one day, but I am committed to documenting the journey, and I will maintain even a series of those books until we reach our freedom. If you have a chance to read it, leave an honest feedback and I will highly appreciate it. The coming week we'll see a lot of movements on the market due to the start of the earnings season. As we mentioned previously, all of the companies I own a piece of will release their performance for the quarter. While I do not have an idea of how things may turn out, but what I am most interested about right now is how the leadership of these organizations have steered through the latest headlines that we extensively covered in the past few days. Easy for them, I'm sure, as they have all, for each and every one of those companies, already gone through much more serious crisis in the past. So this all translates for me that we should take those quarterly numbers with a pinch of salt. This is certainly not an economic storm. More like a breeze for these companies, and the upcoming results do not reflect what these companies are capable of or will certainly not affect, in my eyes, their potential for growth in the future. I have a little bit of cash as well ready in case it gets really interesting, of course. I have been spending much more time on my side projects at the moment than the time I spend looking at the markets. This is what happens when you have nothing to worry about with your investments. Great companies, solid management, fantastic brand equity, history of solid year-on-year growth, as well as dividends. I have no reasons to worry. The market is currently building the wealth for me. I would not associate the word wealth to millions or billions. When you get richer, even by $1, you have created wealth. It is a question of perspective, I believe. So what I wish to spend more time on is the overall lack of perspective we show when we approach investing or even our life in general. If you can listen to me right now, then it means you already stand privileged. You are part of the top 27% or 2 billion people in the world having access to the internet out of 7.2 billion. Let's just take another example. Should you live within the strongest economy on earth right now, the United States, you're part of 4% of the world population with access to fantastic opportunities to grow your business or build wealth. All of this on top of the odds of being born, I would say that you are already in an extremely good position to succeed, and I am absolutely convinced that you can. What I am afraid of is the sense of entitlement, as if success or dreams or riches are due to us for some reasons, and that you do not need to fight or sacrifice for them. I used to be clouded by these thoughts that somehow all my dreams will be achieved by simply wishing they did, that the universe would somehow reward me because I'm a good guy and make me free. I have been conditioned to think that true success is reaching the highest levels in the corporate ladder. It certainly is not. Happiness comes with purpose, and being able to work towards that purpose every single minute of your day at any time that you wish. I said purpose, not business. If your purpose generates revenue from which you can live from, that's it. I believe you actually made it. But spending most of your day in the service of someone else's purpose and getting compensated for it is no way to live your only life. It is your responsibility as a human being to plan your escape. I am not saying that you are are to drop everything right now, what I'm saying right now is that you and I must plan carefully our escape. Build enough wealth to pursue your purpose through calculated moves. It may take 8 years, but this is the purpose number one, which will make you already happier as you are already at a planning stage. Once the blueprint and foundations are laid, that you have a cash flow to make all of this real, that it is no longer an idea, but it is starting to get real, that your idea generated some data already that would translate in the long term into a real affair, then and only then make a run for it. You are clear. This week should be about working on your plan, whatever it takes, whenever you get a chance, every single minute of your day, but plan your escape. Have a great week ahead. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I really hope that it brings you some additional support on your own journey towards financial freedom. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to never miss an episode, and looking forward to your DM and follow on Instagram at New Investor Podcast. In the meantime, stay invested, be patient, and keep playing the long-term game.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.